content program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Tuesday, 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are. Pleasant good morning to all of you. Breaking news this morning, just in: the top court in New York State today declined to hear former President Trump's appeal of his gag order relating to this falsification of business records case. That means it's going to remain in effect. I don't know whether that, you know, deprives him of freedom of speech, but basically what it says, Trump can't talk about witnesses, jurors, court staff, anybody connected to the case, including Michael Anderson, the one that posted the guilty verdict ahead of the jury's decision. And nobody said anything about the investigation yet. That's all on the hush. Trump attorney Todd Blanche wrote in a letter to the judge, because the trial's over, concerns articulated by the government and the court don't justify continued restrictions on the First Amendment. Well, justice disagreed. So he's going to appeal the conviction. We'll see how that goes. All of this, of course, is brought to you by the Power Mall. 10% off of Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week. Sale prices are marked. 10% off OptiVita products. Sale prices are marked. You spend $300 and get $20 off your order for your Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. That automatically also applies at checkout. Justin Porter joins us for the second half of the show today to discuss all the new stuff that's out there and what's in it. Dive deep into the trenches and the health products. We appreciate all of you that have been sending me literature and materials. Yeah, this is pretty cool, man. I'm getting a stack of books and paperwork. David in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And Kelly in Mena, Arkansas. And wow. Yeah, a stack of books from the Vallones in Bryson City, North Carolina. Wow. Guys, come on. I must have all hours of the day when I'm not working on pleadings. A little show of appreciation right here. If you can read my T-shirt, I'm wearing the T-shirt today. It says, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. And it has a picture of the Capitol building on it. That's what you call the libertarian T-shirt. Yeah, I had to wear that today. Just, you know, all this garbage that's going on. It's just you got to love it. We don't want to make too much ado of nothing on the show, of course. I don't want you to think that we don't have something of major content going on, because we always do. It's just that we get to do what Jethro Bodine does and do some ciphering through it and try to figure out exactly what's BS and what's not. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open for those of you who want to call in, 877-817-9829. You can request the Power Mall catalog if you don't have internet. And if you do, then you can just simply order online. That's how that works. So, and we appreciate it if you call Fred Dushefsky, by the way, if you have a grand to drop, because that's the minimum he deals in to make it worth his while to give you the deals he gives you as far as junk silver goes, and gold, if you want some numismatic gold to hold on to. He's going to be joining us tomorrow, by the way, on the show. And his phone number is 800-878-2646. We have a huge list of partners that you can access on thepowerhour.com. Use the partner links. We'll ensure we get credit for the purchase, of course. That includes the Richardson Nutritional Center for apricot seeds and B17 capsules, the Prepper Beef for new freeze-dried beef, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillows, Star West Botanicals, and the hits just keep on coming. For those of you that can only listen by phone, you know somebody that wants to listen, you can share our phone number. It's our exclusive phone number that we own. It's 631-359-8232. If you have any questions, people can go to thepowerhour.com, click on how to listen page, or call 877-817-9829, and we'll give you directions as to how to do that. All right, so now we move on to world news. Under World War III Watch, see, and I don't, you know, other talk show hosts have been, getting a little antsy with the extreme, thinking that we're going to get nuked anytime. Just got some word that the San Andreas Fault may be acting up. For those of you living west of the San Andreas Fault, you might want to think about a time to move. I mean, I don't know if the CIA has been working on trying to, dislodge it so, most of California falls into the ocean. That certainly would screw up the election. I just posted a new blog on Substack. It's concept number 20 from my book, Doomed to Repeat, for those of you that want to jump on there. I also have my books on the Power Mall, Clouded Titles, FDCPA, that book, the Credit Restoration Primer, for those of you that need a little help with credit repair and cleaning things up. Some of you may even want to just make everything on your credit report go away. It's like you're invisible, kind of, sort of. Also, the Quiet Title War Manual, for those of you who want to get into legalese about doing quiet title actions, state-by-state compendium of all the laws involving real property, including the consumer protection laws and how to go against all those naughty documents they've filed in the land records with your name on it. They're all available at the Power Mall. Now, the NATO chief, this is the Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg. I think he likes to make the news. He's announced that more than 20 of the 32 member NATO nations have committed to their spending goal, previously agreed to spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. Stoltenberg also confirmed that spending among Canada and European member nations has gone up by 18%, the largest in decades. Well, you know, that has to come out of people's tax money, right? Mr. Stoltenberg said the NATO summit next month would mark the 75th anniversary of the most successful alliance in history. Maybe it's the one that is this close to getting nuked off the face of the earth because they keep wanting to traipse into Ukraine. And of course, Stoltenberg says he expects more funding to Ukraine to come in from Canada and European allies at the summit, and shared his expectations for security and training measures, most likely at a U.S. facility in Germany, have several hundred personnel organizing and facilitating security assistance for Ukraine. Now, that might mean that they actually have to go into the country. And if they do, this is going to be a problem. India, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and South Africa withhold support for the Ukraine peace statement. Dozens of countries basically are now claiming respect for territorial integrity and sovereignty as the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, some of these powers declined to sign the communique issued after the Ukraine peace summit in Switzerland. More than 90 countries, including the U.S., U.K., France, and Japan, participated in the two-day summit. Russia wasn't invited. China declined to attend. Zelensky was also there. He and Western leaders rejected Putin's proposals before the Swiss peace summit happened. China, by the way, is building nuclear weapons faster than any other country. Imagine that. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, an arms control group partly funded by the Swedish government, or the Fjorda, and Yemeni, published a report yesterday that found China's nuclear arsenal is growing faster than any other nation on Earth. What does that tell you? Well, if we go tippy-toeing across the ocean there, across the bigger pond, over to Taiwan, we're liable to find out. SIPRI's annual report monitors the stockpiles of 9 nuclear-armed nations, the U.S., Russia, U.K., France, China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and, not to be left out, Israel. The 2024 edition said all of these states continue to modernize their nuclear arsenals. Several deployed new nuclear-armed or nuclear-capable weapon systems last year. China's was particularly troubling because not only has it dramatically increased the size of its nuclear inventory, but it placed some of its warheads on high operational alert for the first time. Well, what do you think that means? Well, there you go again. Nancy, time for my medication. Oh, yeah. Gee, wonder what would happen if Ronald Reagan were alive today. Boy, he'd be rolling over in his grave. Well, there you go again. Oh, you must have been talking about Biden stumbling and falling and having to be escorted off stage last weekend. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Communist regime of North Korea confirmed yesterday Russian strongman, I love the way the media refers to this guy, Vladimir Putin, is expected to arrive in Pyongyang today for a brief but intensive two-day stop. State-run Korean Central News Agency, that would be KCNA, but that's not a radio station here, right? Described Putin's stop as a state visit, said Putin would be visiting after accepting an invitation from Kim Jong-un. I guess that's the one Trump called Fat Boy. Well, whatever. So Yuri Yushikov, that's right. Say that right. Yuri Yushikov, one of Putin's top foreign policy aides, told reporters yesterday the leader's itinerary in the NK will be very intensive. Putin's going to likely arrive late today. Most of the diplomatic engagement on his calendar are going to take place only tomorrow. So we'll see. They'll be talking about interregional relations, security issues, economy, energy, transport, ag, all that good stuff. Issues of cooperation. So if we launch nukes, you get to launch them too. You know, that kind of cooperation, right? Well, it's all about security, right? They invade Ukraine. And U.S. goes after Taiwan to try to stop China from invading it. I mean, that would be ideal, wouldn't it? It would happen right before the November 5th election because that would be the big rope-a-dope, right? That way China could exercise and tell all those little Chinese guys over here that came across their southern border that are trained to take out our grid and cyber attack it to do that so that they can come in lobbing a few hypersonic nukes and send a few EMPs overhead from their SLBMs and detonate them over the earth, over the U.S., so that all of our power goes out and gets crippled, and we have an EMP attack. Interesting supposition, isn't it? And we're all sitting back, like my mother used to do, singing Doris Day, Que Sera, Sera. Oh, you got to love that. You know, she kept saying, I'm ready to go. I said, yeah, I know, Mom. You're ready to go. You've been saying that the last 10 years. I'll be ready to, I'll answer when the Lord calls. I said, yeah, well, you don't even answer when I call. So anyway, hopefully you're paying attention to the weather because the National Weather Service has issued heat advisories that are going to impact tens of millions of Americans for a swath of the U.S. East Coast and the Midwest today, and it's all going to move through Chicago, St. Louis, Indy, Detroit, Cincy, Cleveland, Philly, Pittsburgh, New York City, Boston, Albany, could see extreme temperatures. We're talking about 105-degree weathers. Weather. And that's, from now until Saturday, the high heat's going to move east from the Ohio River Valley area to northeast U.S. Places are going to see this 105-degree temp. They're only going to drop to the mid-70s at night. I know, people are going to be cranking their AC units, and they're saying, don't do that. You're going to cause brownouts and blackouts. But see, that goes to show you exactly how vulnerable our electric grid is in the United States of America. Biden, by the way, has announced today that his administration, we told you he was going to do it, will not deport many illegal immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens or whose parent is married to a U.S. citizen. Approximately 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens, as well as about 50,000 kids, are going to be shielded from deportation and given the ability to gain legal status without leaving the U.S. The new process requires these illegal immigrant adults to have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years as of today, and be married to a U.S. citizen. U.S. Department of Homeland Security is managing the program. Well, that says it all. We know how that's going to go, right? An estimated 55,000 immigrants in the Houston area are married to U.S. citizens, and many of them will now be able to live, work, and raise a family without the fear of deportation, according to Representative Sylvia Garza, or Garcia, rather, a Texas Democrat, what she said in a statement. Others decried the move. Stephen Miller, the top advisor on immigration during the Trump administration, described it on social media X as unconstitutional amnesty to illegal aliens. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, he's a real rhino, said the program would incentivize more illegal immigration and be subject to legal challenges. Of course it will. Now, all of those pictures of Maxine Waters, you look at these pictures and you're going, wow, did you get the license plate number of that truck? Well, a Texas man who made a series of death threats to Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat, California, was sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison, 33 months in Club Fed, after he made several phone calls in 2022 threatening to kill Walters. You see, he also was given a $10,000 fine. Federal grand jury indicted him over the threatening phone calls he made to Waters the year before. Four counts of making threats in interstate communications, four counts of threatening a U.S. official. Garrity pleaded, and we're talking about Brian Michael Garrity of Houston, pleaded guilty in January to one count of threatening a U.S. official. See, this is what we call stacking, so they get you to plead to one and then to give you 33 months in Club Fed. See, the real problem here, people who actually want to take out a congressperson, be it loudmouth Maxine or whatever, they're not going to go online and announce their intentions. I mean, this is stupid, what he did. They're not going to sit there and make phone calls. I mean, they want to take out somebody, they're going to do it on the sly. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, if all hell broke loose in the United States of America and we had to contend with a 9/11 style thing, and you got all these illegal immigrants in here, I mean, that is what you're going to be dealing with. And if you're a U.S. congressman, yeah, you might as well bend over and put your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye, because they're going to come find you. You won't be able to hide. See, those are the kinds of people that I'd be worried about, because they're going to find out the money runs out and they're left destitute. I mean, come on, you know, that they're going to turn into have-nots and go after the haves. And the haves are going to, because they've been arming themselves, they're going to defend their property. And if they live in a state that's not a blue state, boy, I hate going there because that's so divisive, but you and I, you know where I'm coming from in this. We've got roughly 7.4 million immigrants whom ICE has not detained living across the U.S. while waiting deportation hearings, according to Fox's Bill Malugin. According to the report, Biden has more than doubled ICE's non-detained docket compared to when former Trump was in office. Yep. The docket includes migrants living in American towns and cities whom ICE has not detained but who are awaiting deportation. Multiple federal sources told him ICE's non-detained docket is 7.4 million cases. It's on pace to hit 8 million by the end of the year. These are the people I'm talking about, folks, that turn into have-nots. Voter fraud, of course, is real. Texas Governor Greg Abbott! Yeah, slammed overturned Houston judicial election. He has called out voter fraud, especially in Houston. That's Harris County. But they're always on the map for doing junk. A judge ruled that more than 1,400 votes in a 2022 district court race were invalid, forcing the results to be thrown out. Governor posted, went to X and posted, voter fraud is real, especially in Houston. Court has found 1,430 illegal votes were cast in the race for the 180th District Court. Judge David Peoples ordered Harris County to hold another election for the 180th District Court judge in May after it was found 1,430 illegal votes were cast in the race. The ruling came after Republican candidate Tammy Pierce filed a legal challenge against the results after narrowly losing to Judge Deshaun Jones. Jones won by only 449 votes. According to Judge Peoples, an investigation found 983 votes were invalid because they were from people who lived outside Harris County or had other residency-related issues. 445 of them were invalid because voters didn't show a valid ID, and 48 mail-in ballots lacked required signatures or were delivered after the deadline. Wow. You see all the things that they're trying to do the right thing, yet you've got a county that doesn't like to obey the law. And just, you know, whatever. Till we get sued, whatever. Just let it happen, whatever. Hunter Biden's attorneys filed a motion for a new trial on all of Hunter's gun charges and then withdrew them all. Yeah. Withdrew their motion. NBC reported the attorneys filed a motion asking Judge Mary Ellen Noriega, who oversaw Hunter's gun trial, for a new trial on all counts for lack of jurisdiction. Wait a minute. If the court doesn't have jurisdiction, you don't file for a new trial based on the lack of jurisdiction. God, no wonder they withdrew it. Think about that. For those of you in Maryland, I mean, look at the pictures. Speak a thousand words. Look at the article where Maryland Governor Wes Moore signed a nationally historic executive order pardoning 175,000 state cannabis convictions. Well, now that it's legal.
No, far out, man.
Oh, man. Hey, we can go to Maryland, man. They're all blue state, you know. Yeah, we can smoke all the pot we want, man.
Oh, far. I would have taken the reds, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the governor's pardon follows the constitutional amendment passed during Maryland's 2022 legislative session that legalized adult use and possession of cannabis and was overwhelmingly approved by popular referendum. So all you people can now go to the Baltimore Ravens game, higher than a kite. Wonder what that'll do. 150,000 misdemeanor convictions out the door. More than 18,000 represent convictions for use or possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia. Out the door. Yep. And you should have seen the pictures. You know, Wes Moore is African-American, and he was surrounded by, during the signing, well, we'll let you be the judge. Look at the picture. I won't go any further with that, lest I be accused of something that I'm not. But, it, you know, some stuff just jumps off the page at you. You know what I mean? The Supreme Court has rejected an Alabama death row prisoner's request for resentencing. No, he's going to get juiced. I have a feeling. We got a guy named Marcus Bernard Williams. He basically murdered and posthumously raped his neighbor, Melanie Rowell, a 20-year-old single mother of two. According to Alabama's petition, he later confessed to the crime. A jury in 1999, those crimes justified the death penalty. He got that. In 2023, the 11th Circuit held Mr. Williams' behavior reflected hypersexuality, for which he should become morally excused. Oh, you mean necrophilia? Really? The divided appellate court majority found that the jury had been made aware Mr. Williams was a victim of sexual abuse himself, who had been very driven to be sexually active. He wouldn't have gotten the death penalty. The 11th Circuit vacated his sentence in two steps. Well, went to the Supreme Court and they reversed it. They vacated the sentence. They overturned it. The appellate court vacated the sentence, but the Supreme Court overturned it. So, guy's going to get juiced. Wow. posthumously raping his neighbor. Wow. That takes some really sick, twisted minds to do that. And we have a lot of those people in this country right now that think they can get away with anything they want. Wow. Guy's going to be spending some time. Wow. God's going to do the judging. Don't worry. They may juice him, but hey. Three Floridians pleaded guilty last week to targeting employees of crisis pregnancy centers for providing alternatives to abortion, according to the DOJ. Caleb Freestone, Amber Smith Stewart, and Annarella Rivera carried out a series of attacks against pregnancy resource centers, vandalizing the buildings, spray painting them while wearing masks and dark clothing, spray painting the buildings with threats. The DOJ has been criticized for bias in how its approach to such cases as these is focused heavily on targeting pro-life activists for protesting at abortion clinics. Now here's one case where three people are going down. One of their targets included a 75-year-old woman who was sentenced to 2 years in prison despite her apparent health concerns. And then I always got to have, you remember me telling you about what happened with the Jewish monument that was in a Wisconsin town? And one day, people awoke to find the town square Jewish monument defaced with spray-painted graffiti of swastikas. And so somebody apparently had a camera, street camera, pointed at the square. And they went back and reviewed the tape and found out it was two Jewish guys of fairly well-to-do importance in the town that went and did it so they could sit there and point to this heinous crime of defaming Jews. Kind of like Jussie Smollett, right? Well, guess what? We have a Texas Democratic candidate. He's a former Biden appointee, arrested last week for allegedly posting fake racist social media comments about himself and then pointing a finger at his opponent, Andy Myers, and his supporters. And what's the guy's name? Taral Patel. Oh, my gosh, my golly. Oh, I posted some very, very nasty hate stuff. Oh, you've got to love that. He's running as the Democratic candidate for county commissioner in Fort Bend County, Texas. That's right outside Harris County, by the way. I've been there. I talked to their DA, by the way. That's what I was there for. Wanting to know why he was letting all these phony documents get recorded in his land records. Well, you know, here's the thing. Andy Myers, the opponent who this guy, Patel, was accusing of doing this, went to the DA and said, hey, I didn't do this. You need to investigate who did it. So the Fort Bend County DA's office looked into Patel's claims, subpoenaing Facebook and Google, got the account information about the accounts, posting the hateful comments about Patel, only to discover the accounts had been created by Patel and were linked to his address, phone number, bank card number, and more. Huh. Texas law enforcement arrested Patel last week for online impersonation in the third degree, which is a felony, and for misrepresentation of identity, which is a misdemeanor. Fort Bend County GOP Chair Bobby Eberle slammed Patel as another Jussie Smollett, the disgraced actor who was also charged for fabricating a racial hate crime against himself. Patel garnered widespread news coverage, like his former boss, for claiming racist social media posts were made against him. Whether Republican or Democrat, such tactics should be unequivocally condemned by all those who value integrity and accountability in politics. Oh, I've got another doozy of a story for you on what happened in Philadelphia with some left-wing workers that think they're all that plus a bag of chips. I'll have that information after we get back from these important messages in the Power Mall. Stay with us.
PS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. here on this Tuesday. And, of course, Justin Porter with North American Herb and Spice joins us at the top of the hour break. I was telling you about the story. Serves them right, better latte than never. This is a coffee story. It's funny. Why is it funny that people lost their jobs? Well, because they tried to unionize. They were apparently workers or baristas or whatever, kind of like what AOC was doing before these people just stupidly nominated her to be a congressperson and voted her in. Just a week after left-wing employees of a Philly coffee shop, the OCF coffee house shops, there were three of these OCF coffee shops, right? They decided they were going to form a union. They were going to join Workers United Local 80. They announced they were going to do it. They wanted better pay and stability and part-time health benefits, not only full-time, according to former employee Stephanie Slaughter, which she told the news there, WPVI. Well, the owner, Ori Feibusch, basically said, man, administrative and legal costs in connection with the staff's desire to organize are going to kill it, kill my business. So you know what he did? He shut them all down. Every single coffee shop, whoosh, gone. More than 30 former employees out of a job, and they're out in force today outside of one of the shuttered locations chanting. You know, and it's like, you know what? See, because last Monday afternoon, employees got an email stating all three shops were closed effective immediately. He decided to, increasing costs, decreasing sales, 13 years in the business. He decided, nope, we're not doing it. I'm not even going to entertain this. This is just nuts. So I'm just shutting all three stores down. End of story. Now, what he said was, I'm going to give health, vision, and dental benefits to employees for the next 3 months. But now the employees also want severance pay. Oh, my. Stores closed. They don't have a job. They should be out looking for a job. And so, of course, they had to go on X and air their grievances, their dirty laundry, and a number of observers responded. They did not get a lot of sympathy. Instead of protesting the closure, they should be job searching, one commenter said. Unionizing a job you can train high school students to do in a week is always a bad idea, another user noted. I don't understand. Protesting a store closure? What are they expecting to accomplish with this? Hoping for the owners to change their minds and go broke, paying your new wages? Another commenter asked. Stupid is as stupid does, only in Philly, right? Hey, Ori Feibusch, you know what? You made a good decision. You can't throw good money after bad. I think you got that all figured out. And for those of you, more than 30 former employees that all just decided to unionize when you knew damn well that business was bad, there's a raspberry for you. EV startup, Fisker, remember them? Oh, everybody, I've got to have an electric car. Yeah, Biden wants you to have an electric car while he's driving his vet, gas-powered. Yeah, you got to have an electric car. Well, Fisker filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy late yesterday. They're going to salvage its operations by selling assets and restructuring debt after burning through cash in an attempt to ramp up production of its Ocean SUVs. The hyper-competitive EV market has seen several companies, including Proterra, Lordstown, and Electric Last Mile Solutions, file for bankruptcy in the last 2 years as they grappled with weakening demand, fundraising hurdles, and operational challenges from global supply chain issues. The company was founded by automotive designer Hendrik Fisker, flagged doubts about its ability to remain in business in February, and later failed to secure an investment from a big automaker, forcing it to rein in operations. Well, you see, the collapse of the talks with the automaker, which Reuters said was Nissan, meant that it was denied $350 million in funding from an unnamed investor that was contingent on the automaker's investment and forced Fisker to explore operations. In the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing in Delaware, its operating unit, Fisker Group, Inc., estimated assets of $500 million to $1 billion and liabilities of $100 million to $500 million. Yeah, good luck with that. See, we stop. This is called voting with your wallet. This is a solution. The Supreme Court's going to hear a shareholder lawsuit alleging NVIDIA deceived investors. They agreed to hear this case yesterday. They could make it more difficult for shareholders to pursue securities fraud lawsuits, though. The case comes after NVIDIA agreed in May of 22 to pay the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission $5.5 million to resolve civil charges that the company failed to properly disclose the effect of cryptocurrency mining on its gaming operations. In two quarters in fiscal 2018, the company didn't disclose that crypto mining was a significant element of its revenue growth from sales of chips made for gaming, according to the SEC. So, they got themselves in a sticky wicket. U.S. District Judge Haywood Gilliam Jr., an appointee of President Obama, threw out that lawsuit in 2021, but a divided U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, the liberal Ninth Circuit, reinstated it. That court determined the plaintiffs had adequately alleged the company's CEO made false or misleading statements and did so knowingly or recklessly and permitted the case to go ahead. If the circuit's ruling is not reversed, it threatens to turn the nation's largest circuit into a haven for abusive securities litigation, NVIDIA states in its petition. That's what you call forum shopping. Yeah. Joe Biden's migrants are going to grab white-collar jobs from U.S. graduates. So much for your student loans, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, that's right. They're coming over here. Priyank Saxena. Oh, he applied for more than 500 jobs before he finally landed one at a financial tech firm in San Antonio. See, this is what's happening. All these people are coming over here. Million plus population of four and white collar workers, 600,000 mid-skill H-1B workers. Of course, largely ignored by the national media, whose reporters prefer to focus on the interests of migrants. And they're all taking our college grads' jobs. Amazing how that works. Oh, there's all sorts of stories about this. About all these people that came over, and of course, we're not going to say who they are, but they like to be liking that. An Indian graduate who landed a U.S. job at a banking-related firm in Texas. The winning foreign graduate, one of the hundreds of thousands of foreigners who are being imported by Biden and his deputies to take all these white-collar jobs away via little-known work permit programs. Yeah. See how that works? So, perhaps it's time to sit down with your grandson or granddaughter or whoever, if you're a parent, your son or daughter who's thinking about, you know, packing a car in Harvard Yard or some other libtard institution. Maybe they should reconsider and go to a trade school. This is almost like this coffee thing, you know. They want to unionize something where you can go in and train a high school kid to come in and learn the stuff in an afternoon. Wow. Crazy as it may seem, huh? And now all these people are coming in here and taking your job, and they're going to starve you out, which is why this whole idea of white supremacy is garbage. They can call you what you want, but if you're in the minority, now we have reverse discrimination. That's all there is to it. In the health category, We have an herbal remedy that lowers diabetes risk by 41%, but it's facing challenges for U.S. approval. This is a study out of China that suggests Jinlida granules, a traditional Chinese herbal medicine, could significantly reduce the risk of diabetes. However, the regulatory hurdles make it difficult for such treatments to gain approval and become widely available in America. The study was published in the JAMA Internal Medicine, showing Jinlida, a treatment for type 2 diabetes in China composed of 17 herbal ingredients, reduces the risk of developing diabetes in individuals with impaired glucose tolerance, or IGT. The condition involves elevated blood sugar levels that have not yet reached the threshold for diabetes diagnosis. Participants taking Jinlida experienced a 41% lower risk of developing diabetes compared to those getting a placebo. Amazing how that works, huh? And of course they want to keep it out here. They don't want you healthy. Dr. Mark Richards, been on the show, said the same thing. They don't want you healthy. A half a teaspoon of olive oil a day may protect brain health, according to a recent study, also published in JAMA. Slamma JAMA, yeah. Researchers analyzed the diet and health outcomes of more than 92,000 U.S. adults, the participants of which reported their food habits, including olive oil intake, every 4 years for 28 years. Wow, heavy study, huh? We have a related article out on how to choose the best olive oil. They're basically saying those who included at least 7 grams or half a teaspoon of olive oil a day lowered their risk of dementia-related death by 28% compared to participants who reported never or rarely ever using olive oil in their diet. Olive oil. Gotta love it.
Cool. Olive.
Yep. Gotta love that, huh? All right. Moving right along, the FDA is proposing a new warning for Tylenol and other brands. Anything that has acetaminophen in it, an analgesic that relieves pain. If this is finalized by the FDA, the companies that produce the medicines are going to be required to add a warning that states using acetaminophen may cause severe skin reactions. Wow. Stevens-Johnson syndrome, among other things. Inter alia. The warning, if finalized, would tell consumers that acetaminophen may cause severe skin reactions with symptoms including skin reddening, blisters, and rash. If skin reaction occurs, stop use and seek medical help right away, the proposed warning states. Seek medical help right away. Wow. You see how they're programming you? Just like they programmed all these people to go out and get the jab. Amazing how that works. Seek medical help right away. How about just putting some living clay on it? Would that be nice? Yeah. Those of you that have steroids, you know, you can get them. They're in the market. Benadryl. A lot of that helps. Oh, well. Didn't hear me say that, right? I don't give medical advice on the show, but that's what I would do if it was me. Go seek medical help. I don't trust doctors. Maladaptive traits, AI systems. Oh, why am I not surprised with this news article from Technocracy News? A new study has found that AI systems known as large language models, or LLMs, can exhibit Machiavellianism, or intentional and amoral manipulativeness, which can then lead to deceptive behavior. Oh, yeah, they've studied this all over the place. German AI ethicist Thilo Hagendorf of the University of Stuttgart published a study here. Notes that OpenAI's GPT-4 demonstrated deceptive behavior in 99.2% of simple test scenarios. Hagendorf qualified various maladaptive traits in 10 different LLMs, most of which are within the GPT family, according to Futurism. In another study in patterns, found that Meta's LLM had no problem lying to get ahead of its human competitors. So why are we trusting this? Wow. I told you that AI was going to do this. Pretty soon you're not going to know what to believe, and that includes in advertising as well. They can throw all sorts of stuff up and make all these promises about, well, you have to disclose that it's AI generated. Yeah, right. Like, they're going to mandate that. They're going to enforce it. They don't enforce half the laws in the books now. What makes you think they're going to enforce anything else? The DOJ, meanwhile, has sued Adobe, alleging the company deceives consumers by hiding the early termination fee and making it difficult for people to cancel their subscriptions. In the complaint filed yesterday, the DOJ wrote Adobe has harmed consumers by enrolling them in its default most lucrative subscription plan without clearly disclosing important plan terms. The government says Adobe pushed consumers toward the annual paid monthly subscription without informing them that canceling the plan the first year would cost hundreds of dollars. It only discloses the early termination fees when subscribers attempt to cancel and turns the early termination fee into a powerful retention tool by trapping consumers in subscriptions they no longer want. Ever had that happen? They call you up. Oh, hey, we'll make you a deal. Let's make a deal. Yeah. What's behind door number three? Yeah. Yeah, we all want to hide everything in the fine print, right? Oh, we just got a flash across the screen. Looks like Justin Timberlake just got busted for drunk driving. When things go wrong, malware bites every so often. For those of you who don't know it, it's a malware software program that you can put in your computer that detects malware being, you know, people trying to come into your website and dump worms and viruses and crap in it. New research indicates about sharing passwords, digital sharing warning for couples, about having an ex mooch off of a shared Netflix account, being spied on through a smart doorbell, stalking, abuse, all of that. This isn't just about jilted exes, it's also about people in active, committed relationships who've been pressured or forced into digital sharing beyond their limit, and the proof is in the data. Big report on that. Important to recognize that it might be a problem because there is stalkerware out there, especially if you're sharing devices and device passcodes. Stalkerware makes it very easy for an abusive partner to pry into a person's photos, videos, phone calls, texts, locations, and more. In the energy and environment category, U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has ruled that a gas pipeline expansion to deliver more gas to customers in New York can move forward, arguing a federal regulatory agency properly evaluated the effects it would have when the line was approved. In a decision handed down last week, a panel of three judges unanimously rejected arguments made by the left-leaning environmental group Food and Water Watch after it filed a petition of appeal in 2022, arguing that the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner, FERC, did not adequately quantify emissions from upstream drilling for the gas that would be transported through the pipeline expansion. The project is going to place new gas compressor stations in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, meant to pump more frack gas from the Marcellus and Utica shales. Well, yeah, we just had Justin Noble on the program talking about all that. I'm not sure that's a good thing. In the food prepping category, we have a big article on there about how to stay cool without power, 18 things at work. I know that's very important for those of you out there that want to check this out. It would be something that, you know, there's a lot of information in this. We're all about solutions here, and that's why. I also have a little post here that I put up about vinegar, about a little warning for all of us who are canning pickles or anything using vinegar. This year, you cannot just grab a plastic jar of vinegar or even pickling vinegar without checking the label. Safe pickling requires 5% acidity. For the first time, we're seeing 4% acidity vinegar on the shelves. That renders anything pickled in the 4% not shelf stable. There are several canning Facebook pages where everybody's warning for the first time ever. Check the labels or you could be throwing out many jars of unsafe pickled veggies. It's got to be 5% acidity or it isn't going to work. You've been warned. Under the Second Amendment, gun control fail. Secret Service agent robbed at gunpoint in Tustin, California, while off duty during Biden's campaign stop with Obama Shamalama Ding Dong and some celebrities while he's out there raising money. An off-duty agent's bag was stolen Saturday night about 9:30 p.m. The agent was able to draw his own gun and fire at the alleged robber, but it's unknown if the suspect was hit. The alleged robber managed to escape. He robbed at gunpoint. Wow. USA Today said the suspect believed to have fled the scene in a 2004-06 Silver Infiniti FX35 or similar vehicle. California's got more gun control than any state in the union. Background checks, red flag law, 10-day waiting period, all that good stuff. Firearm registration requirements, assault weapons ban, ban on carrying concealed for self-defense in college campuses, ban on teachers being armed in K-12 schools for self-defense, limited the number of guns law-abiding citizens can buy in a given month, controls on ammo, yet a Secret Service agent gets robbed at gunpoint. Yeah, that works. In COVID news, the state of Kansas has sued Pfizer, alleging the pharmaceutical giant misled members of the public with various claims about its COVID-19 jab. Said there were no serious safety concerns through up to 6 months following the second dose. Yep, well, Chris Kobach's going after him. Ivermectin, there's a huge article on there supporting the benefits of ivermectin. And the story discusses how ivermectin trials by the government were designed to fail so they could come out and scare everybody into not taking it. We also have an article about long COVID risk factors revealed in a new study of 4,700 people. And early treatment with fluvoxamine may reduce severe COVID-19 outcomes. Well, gee, that's something that our own Dr. Syed Haider had been promoting since last year. The federal Title IX transgender rule has been blocked in six more states. And an illegal alien from Mexico, deported 16 times from the U.S., is now accused of killing a 64-year-old man from Bailey, Colorado, in a vehicle crash. 47-year-old Ignacio Cruz Mendoza had been arrested and charged with vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, reckless driving, and driving without a commercial driver's license in connection to the death of 64-year-old Scott Miller. Yeah, Cruz Mendoza was driving a semi-truck for a trucking company. And he had a huge stash of pipe and angle iron. And he swerved, and the angle iron spilled on top of five vehicles, one of which was Miller's. It killed him instantly. Amazing how that works, huh? See, boy, we don't get a handle on stuff. This is what happens. Well, we're out of time right now. We're going to have some messages from the Power Mall. Then we'll be back with Justin Porter. Stay with us.
Medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provide you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.